Hey you, welcome to Bloom Baby Bloom, a podcast dedicated to holistic living, learning, and healing from an African-centric perspective. I'm your host, Maina Chenzi, a holistic life coach, multi-passionate creative, and your dedicated digital soul sister. Hey you, welcome to this weekend's episode on Bloom Baby Bloom. I hope you're well, I hope you're enjoying wherever you are and that the summertime is being kind to you. Summer and warmer weather is definitely my kind of weather. I really enjoy it and it's a crucial part in my overall mental well-being. And I know this because whenever I'm in spaces where there isn't a lot of sun or it's not as consistent, I can see my mood changing. And as many of you might have known, I have been living in Lisbon the last few year and a half more or less. And my time there was quite important because I got to be somewhere where the sun was really available. And before that, I also spent some time in beautiful Brazil. And just I noticed with those experiences how the increased amount of sun obviously had a great impact on me. And obviously that's also not a surprise. I am African and just like all animals have their natural habitat for a reason, for their overall well-being. As an African, I thrive more in places where there is more sun and more warmer climate. I'm not saying that you can't be an African and enjoy the colder parts of the world. Probably we are not all the same. However, I would say that even a lot of the Africans that I know and have met, that's one thing they comment on, those who have migrated and live in particularly Northern Europe, that the weather has a big impact. And even I think doctors here have started recommending that if you are obviously of African descent, you should always take more D vitamin. That's just a biological need because your skin is created for more exposure to the sun, and when you don't have that, your intake of D vitamin might decrease, which also affects how you feel, obviously. In an interesting way, I've kind of also touched on the subject of today, which is travel as a form of self-healing. And it's interesting because yes, I move a lot also because of the weather, but I also move a lot because of the passion I have gained over the years for traveling. I didn't even think about myself as somebody who was traveling for the sake of travel, but I love to explore new places and I often feel called to go to new places, and not just to go there and visit them, but also to settle down for a while. At least that's the form of travel I really enjoy. Like to feel like I'm planting some roots, like I'm getting to live a more local life rather than just a tourist life wherever I might go. And I also don't travel in a place of I want to see this amount of countries before I die. It's not even, I don't quantify it in that way. Like I usually like to go places because I feel like they're calling me, there's some resonance there, and I like to stay there until I feel like that time or that space in that place has moved or has met its purpose for me. And then I like to also, of course, because I plan on having a sort of different life as I get older, but for now, while I am not tied to anything or anyone, there is a freedom in that, in the sense that I can usually just pack up and leave. And having that ability and that opportunity and having had the reasons and ways to do that for so many years, I feel like has come with a lot of other mentally and holistically beneficial things that I would like to share with you all in this episode. So a little recap of my travel history is that I first had my big major move when I was around 4 years old, and then later when I was six, and we moved to South Africa. And then after we moved to Denmark, I was raised mostly in Denmark, but then also beyond that, I also traveled a lot as a kid with my school. And then as I got older, I also took every opportunity I got to study abroad. Like, that was once I realized that that was a possibility, I did it every opportunity I got. I never did like a full degree abroad, but I always took at least some semester or something else that I could do abroad. And I never really had like a big plan for my travel career or experiences in this sense. It was more like, oh, I would like to go there, I could learn this, or even just what really always drew me, it was more like the vibe of the place and maybe the culture to some degree, and sometimes also the language. And in that regard, I felt like I got introduced to traveling quite young. Some travel was from necessity, some travel was for education with my school, but all of this taught me that it was possible to pack up and leave and go somewhere else and learn something else and explore somewhere else. And I just always looked forward to getting off either the train or the bus or the plane or in the car and being somewhere else where people talked a different language, where the air kind of smelled a bit different, where the colors of the buildings had changed. It made me feel like even in this planet of ours, we can live in so many universes. And every time I got to live somewhere else or go to somewhere else, I got to connect to another part of the Earth's universes and the many ways that humans exist on this planet. So I would say the first thing that I gained from my travel experience was new perspectives, and new places always go together. The fact that I could be somewhere else and learn something else, or hear why in certain cultures they did things a different way, or appreciate or value things in a different order or even priorities, it taught me that what we think is the norm is not always the norm, it's just the norm from where we are from. And that also helped me in my own ways of being feel more liberated to change the norms I felt like had to be like that. Because I was exposed to other ways of existing, I was exposed to other ways of thinking and other ways of doing things. Some experiences also made me more grounded in the things I already did, because I'm like, oh, that's different. Well, then I really appreciate the way I do or the way I grew up doing this or viewing this, because I feel like that makes more sense to me. So sometimes even when you did learn that the thing you're learning or being exposed to wasn't really your cup of tea, it also got you to appreciate things that you perhaps might have taken for granted. I think also my background in the fact that I was raised first in a village in Uganda, like just outside of Kampala, with my grandma, may she rest in peace. And I remember like that experience and all the things I learned. I also dedicated a good portion of my book In Constant Bloom to that, because that was a really important part of what shaped me. And then I remember living in South Africa and how living there and the pace of life, we were straight in the busyness of it all in Johannesburg, like going from a smaller village outside of Kampala to a big city like Johannesburg, and with traffic and safety and so many things that you had to take in consideration. Like, all of that kind of also affected the way of my own awareness. Like, am I in a safe space? What makes a safe space feel safe? Yet also on top of that, there was the excitement of being in the buzz and bustle of everything, in being exposed to so many different people and cultures and colors and cuisine. There were so many things that I learned, like through my what I ate, like the food that was available to us that was different from my upbringing in Uganda. And even as a kid, I remember that the textures, the flavors, the colors. And so in that sense, from having that contrasted experience or having lived in different spaces, I was already able to enrich my perspective and enrich my understanding of what was possible and what was available just from those two transitions between Uganda and South Africa. Now, add to that my upbringing in Denmark and living in a country that is more homogenic and where you are the odd man out, and the ways of doing things, the coldness, the weather, and also even just the amount of safety you felt. It was just a whole different experience. And between all those insights of life and ways of being and identity, there was a whole library that I had access to in my head, and I had to sort it into what mattered to me, what enriched me, what I wanted to be aware of, what I wanted to take with me, just basically just from even those early stages of my experience. I remember learning to be more observant, learning to be more still and pay attention and pick up on what was happening without the language to express it or the language to engage or even understand, but a human to human connection. And I almost feel like when I was thrown into like school when I was younger and I had just moved to Denmark and I didn't understand the language and it was so foreign sounding and there was nothing I could relate it to, it was almost like being underwater and hearing people speak but they're far away, like that feeling of being disconnected from people and then in return having to be so self-aware of yourself because you can't be, how would you put it, like you can't be distracted or infused into the experiences of everybody around you because you're just so normalized in taking it in and hearing things and being a part of things that you don't have time to step back and be. And I feel like travel and being in spaces I didn't fit in kind of put me in that position quite early, and I had to learn to be with myself when I couldn't be with others, when I couldn't connect with others. And you know what, like I also sometimes wonder, like if I was naturally an introvert or if I had introverted tendencies but it was extroverted by the fact that I was also in a place that forced me to be more inward and to be more self-aware and to be more in my own space. I don't know. And also the taxing of being around people and trying to understand them and learning a new language and a new culture in somewhere very cold and far from everybody I did know and grew up with. Like I wonder also obviously how being raised in different environments affects our personalities. That could be interesting to look into, but for sure the first thing is new places bring with them new perspectives and you get to see yourself differently and you get to experience your existence differently and you get to find out through the different things you're exposed to what makes sense to you and what you want to keep and what you want to give away. It's a whole other way of making decisions and knowing that your environment is changeable and knowing that what you do here is not what they did there or what you were doing another place, and therefore nothing is really fixed and everything is movable. It makes you feel like you are more engaged with life because you can see as a human species we get to decide how to be in so many ways, right? And being exposed to it through travel just really amplifies it, rather than if you grew up in the same place and everybody did things a certain way and that was the norm and you were never exposed to anything different. Like that might make you feel like that's the only way to do something or to be or to think. So traveling away, I think, just gave me new perspectives because of the new places I got to exist in. Another thing to piggyback on what I said before is learning to depend on yourself. And obviously being thrown into new environments kind of also helps you to get out of your own comfort zone, and it forces you to draw on skills you might not even know you had or even to acquire skills you didn't have before. So it also helps you become more self-assured in yourself because You need to depend on yourself. You need to navigate this new territory that you don't understand. And I guess also from what I said previously, because you get to be more introspective, you have another understanding of yourself, and therefore you have a new understanding of how you want to exist in certain spaces. I also remember that as I got older, when I would travel, I would be curious about the way people did things and learning about it and respecting it. But then I also felt quite confident in the fact that, oh, this might be how people do things here, but I'm okay if I don't need to do it like that, you know, like for me. And respecting that philosophy that I really love of live and let live, that you can trust yourself, and you can trust because you have been exposed to more ways of being, that what you choose for yourself is the right thing for you, and what other people choose for themselves is what they feel is right for themselves. And that should be that, like, we are all just feeling our way through life, and that's perfectly fine. But then you get to trust yourself more because you see yourself in different perspectives, you see yourself in different situations, conflicts, challenges, adventures, and you see what you are capable of achieving and going through and experiencing. And that creates a whole new understanding of yourself and what you are able to choose from life and all the things that are represented to you. So that is pretty neat in a way. The next thing I would add is how travel affects our connection. And not only our connection to ourselves, as I explained earlier, but also to others and also to nature. I would say that being able to form relationships with so many people around the world and hear their stories and hear their backgrounds and their challenges, like, obviously, as I mentioned, it does widen your perspective in life, but also it makes you feel less alone. You realize that people in this area of the world are not much different from that area of the world, and their desires and wants are not that much different, even though the way they might prioritize them or the way they might try to have them met might be different. But there is something that kind of connects us that is obviously so similar, and people laugh and smile and love and hug so similarly all around the world. And I feel like being exposed to the many ways that people exist makes you feel like you are truly, truly a part of a bigger whole and a bigger human community. The other thing I feel is also the connection you develop with nature. Specifically for me, like, that has been the most profound part. I think also because when I lived in Uganda, I was really young, I remember being amazed by nature growing up on my grandma's farm. But then, like, when I moved to South Africa, our life wasn't always outside, like, it was mostly in cities or suburbs, and then we didn't do a lot of travel, like, to see nature or just landscapes of nature. And I know that, like, that's something as an adult I really, really appreciate. But then when I got to travel as an adult and literally, like, emphasizing seeking out going to national parks, going to the mountains, going to big just bodies of earth and sea, like, I feel like that also made me feel a bigger connection to nature by learning to see it in its glorious beauty and just how amazing this planet we live on looks like. I remember one of the first times I was really, really in awe of nature was when we went on a school trip with my class, and we were in Iceland, and being on the black sand and the black beaches and seeing, like, just as far as your eyes could see, just black paddles on the sea or on the beach next to this just very glorious landscape. And you just were like, wow, like, that is so amazing, that is so moving. That just, as a very sensitive person to also sensory stimulus, like, I literally could cry because it was so gorgeous, it was so beautiful, and it was such a sense of awe and profoundness in this bigger than us, but also very natural and been here longer than us and hopefully would outlive us. Like, there is something very humbling about that, but it also connects you to a bigger heritage and that is the heritage of being on this beautiful blue globe. And I feel like that has been one of the most favorite things I've gained from traveling, getting to see beautiful landscapes and beautiful parts of nature and just vast lands, and as far as your eyes can see, the sea. Like also when we did our van trip, me and my partner, like how beautiful that was, like to wake up with a beautiful sunset and to bathe in the sea or be in the mountains. And just I would recommend, I feel like that was such a grounding experience in so many ways. Also, for sure, one of my favorite things has also been being exposed to different lifestyles. You might grow up in a place that maybe is too slow for your liking. You might grow up in a place that maybe is too fast for your liking. You might grow up to a place where there is not enough stimulation, there's not a lot of activities, or a place that is just hustle and bustling or something in between. But also more than that, you also might grow up around values that perhaps prioritize being successful materially and pushing yourself specifically beyond your own limits, and just what people saw you having to be an indicator of your success in life. Or you might grow up around places where people focused more on the more simpler things. Or maybe you grew up somewhere that was more spiritual or more secular or more religious or none of the above. Just you go different places and you realize there is also so many lifestyles to have. There's a different way to prioritize or balance family, work and passions. There is different appreciation of the time we spend together depending on where you are in the world. I remember in Brazil, I was really, really, really clear on the fact that how important family and gathering is for most people in Brazil. Like there's always somebody's, it's always somebody's birthday or somebody's wedding. It's always somebody's having a grill over. It's so important for Brazilians to be together and do things together and grow up together. And then I can also just relate that to my own upbringing here in Denmark, where people usually love hanging out in smaller groups. Sometimes, of course, people do hang out in bigger groups, but there is also a lot of space for individual space or just one-on-one, or it's a bit more of an introverted lifestyle, but also, of course, with intimate relationships. And just there's so many ways to exist and balancing all that. And I think having an experience of being exposed to so many ways of designing my lifestyle and my pace, because also in those different places people value work differently and they value their trajectories or even your own identity. Like I remember in Brazil, what you do is so important and people often introduce other people from their profession, whereas in Denmark people often introduce people from their relation to the person introducing them, and people don't talk a lot about their jobs unless it's relevant. It's not an identity that you have on you because you're a doctor or you are a marketing strategist or you are a lawyer or you're an artist. It's more something that comes up if it's relevant, but people introduce people based on relation and not occupation. So I also noticed that I think in Portugal it's more of a mixed, a balance, but there's some cultures and ways of existence that really focus a lot on the social status of people, and there are others that focus more on the relational status or interaction of people. And so being exposed to that also lets you feel out what really matters more to you and just gives you the space to design your own values and pace and lifestyle, because you have been exposed that this is not the only way to do that. And just basically being aware of that for your own life kind of liberates you from so many ways of boxing ourselves in life, because you know that there is different ways you can put your life together, different ways you can value things if they actually make sense to you. Not because that's the only way to live, that only pace to have, that's the only way to be spiritual or non-spiritual, that's the only way to balance work and family or friendships. Just this exposure kind of liberates you from being stagnant, just to repeat myself. and it lets you have more access to the many ways that you can exist on this planet, which is obviously something I'm very passionate about and bringing forward to other people, that you can design and exist in a way that makes sense to you, not just because that's where you grew up or that's what you were told to do, but because that makes sense to me. And the amount of people that never actually sit down and question that for themselves, like, does this way of doing or being make sense to me, is quite surprising. Whereas the world is abundant with ideas, with landscapes, with places to exist, places to fit in or not to fit in, and ways of having a life. And just to piggyback off what I just said, there is also the whole benefit and addition that when you go somewhere else that nobody knows you, you also get to have more freedom in expressing parts of you. Perhaps you might have felt more judged in the spaces you grew up in or you were raised in, and having the ability and opportunity to go somewhere different and reimagine yourself in that new space without all those judgments or all those expectations kind of also gets you to know yourself in a different way, in a way that feels more from your own curiosity about yourself rather than from the rigid feeling of this is who I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm expected to be. And you won't even know how much that is an issue or that is a part of so many of our existence until you are somewhere else and you're like, okay, so in this new space I'm gonna be more of this, or I'm going to explore this part of me that I wasn't able to explore somewhere else. For example, one thing that I really love is you can set a mindset or an intention for that new space or that new life and be like, in this new space, I'm going to be more confident. I'm going to speak up more for myself. I'm going to be more creative. I'm going to dress more boldly, or I'm going to experiment more with my hairstyles, whatever it might be, because those people don't know you and they only know you as whatever you present. And so in that way, you get to explore what you feel the most truest form of you is. And you get to explore it in a place with less judgment, because people don't have a fixed way of seeing you or understanding you or projecting on you. So I feel like that is also one thing that I really, really love about traveling as a form of self-healing and self-connection. And finally, I thought I would end this episode on just sharing some of the many small ways that you could incorporate traveling in your life. Because obviously we all come from different backgrounds with different accessibilities and different financial standing. There is travel in so many forms that doesn't have to be expensive and doesn't have to require a lot of money even when you get to the place you want to go. I think having traveled since I was younger, I have managed to do it on so many different budgets. Obviously, when I was very young and we were going to school, it would be like in correlation with a study abroad, and we would save up for the year. Sometimes we would sell stuff at our school to get more money that would be discounted to us for our tickets or our travel. And so that kind of gets you used to the idea of traveling, but also the preparation of travel. And that was, of course, my first introduction to travel. After I moved with my parents, like me, myself, and maybe other people, but not with my family. So being able to travel with school, that was a very beautiful and safe way to get introduced to traveling outside of family. And there, economically, it was mostly on my mom and the food we would make selling at school during the year before our travel. Another way that I got introduced to traveling, but in a different way and a different format, was when I moved to boarding school at the age of 16. I was supposed to be there just for 1 year, which is quite common in Denmark. Sometimes people go away to boarding schools, and these can be boarding schools focused on different things. For some it's sports, some it's art. Sometimes it's extracurricular activities, and mine was mostly from the religious perspective, but it also included lifestyle and sport. And I remember, like, just being in that new space. It was the first time I was living long term outside of my home at 16 years old, and since then literally I moved out basically, because after that I went to university because I stayed there 4 years. But I would say that that experience also influenced me and made me see myself differently, and also exposed me to living somewhere far from my family long term and being able to go home for the vacations or the weekends, but having an identity outside of my family. And I am sure that that had a big impact on the person I am today, and also my other siblings who also ended up going to the same boarding school during their time in school. So that was another way that I learned how to be far away, but also to have a longer stay somewhere, and also to establish roots and see the whole culture experience, even though it was in the same country. Just that exposure to life long term outside of my family kind of instilled in me a different form of confidence and skills that I later could use when I traveled on. And so I think in Africa that's also something that's quite common, to send kids to boarding school, and it's a very beautiful experience of character development. Of course, if you have a good experience, I know not everybody does, and for me I think it was mixed. I had some beautiful moments, I grew a lot, and I also had some really challenging moments where I was literally like, Mom, I want to get out of this boarding school. But I'm glad I persevered. I stayed the whole time I needed to stay there, and in return I grew a lot as a person because of that experience. Another way you can travel is to take advantage of every single possibility of studying abroad where you study, and making sure that if there's a semester, if there is a workshop, if there is training, if there's anything that requires you to study abroad and move abroad or go somewhere else, that you jump on that opportunity. Because a lot of people, even where I grew up in Denmark, don't even take advantage of that. They just do their whole career in one place. And then again, also I have to make sure that I mention that we all have different ways of experiencing life and what we value, and for some people being rooted and having a life somewhere that is the same for a long time is what they want. So it's not in a way of judgment, but I know that that's not an option that a lot of people take up, and some people would have wished to travel more, because once you finish school you start probably having a job, you might even have kids. And so you get to have more things that make it a bit more challenging, not impossible, because there are people who travel with kids and jobs, but just it makes it a bit more challenging than would be available to you when you were much younger, or when you were studying, or just when you had more time available to you and you were still also developing. But I will also say, obviously, that's not an ageist remark. You are always able to travel regardless of age, so don't make that an excuse. Just an encouragement for younger listeners that if you have that opportunity, or if you don't, even if you have that opportunity, to look into it, because a lot of schools do offer that, and I would definitely recommend that you take advantage of it. And what I also love, like in regards to expenses, I also noticed that sometimes by moving abroad, because I live in one of the most expensive countries in the world, so living abroad sometimes actually as a student made it so that I would have more income, like more disposable income, because I was living somewhere with that was cheaper, where the rent was lower and the food was cheaper. Like, just that can also be a surprising thing, like if you come from a country and you go somewhere else where the fees are a bit lower, the living expenses are a bit lower, then even as a student you can experience having a bit more income just simply by moving countries, and also on top of that getting to experience a new place and exploring a new part of yourself and a new part of the world. Another one is obviously au pair. I did think about that. That's the one thing I didn't do as a form of travel. Actually, there's a few I didn't do that I'm recommending. But au pair is quite interesting because it does offer you boarding and it offers you food in exchange for taking care of kids usually, or sometimes even people who might need some home care. And yeah, it's another way to experience a different kind of culture, to travel abroad without having a lot of money, and even perhaps making money, because you get to have lodging and food and you get to save perhaps the rest of the money you make, and you get to explore different and very diverse places in the world because these families can come from so many interesting backgrounds. So that's one I did consider, but I never got to do. But I would definitely recommend if you are looking for a more budget-friendly solution. Another one that also is budget-friendly is if you are interested in working with people. You won't be working really with kids, but that could be an option. And sometimes you can also do this in city centers, but also in the countryside, on farms, and that is Workaway. So basically, there's all these, it can be a little company, it can be a retreat, a resort, it can be a hostel in a big city, it can be a farm, an eco farm or an eco village, and they literally put up the offer for people to come and work, and in exchange for labor, which is usually like 4 to 5 hours a day, Monday to Friday, I think it's Monday to Friday, if not 4 days a week. And in exchange for the labor you do, you also get a place to stay and eat, and you get a culture exchange and of course an experience out of it. I think it's also another one that I would really be interested in doing one day. I haven't tried that one yet, like on the travel aspect, but I have received visitors when I was in Brazil, and I created a Workaway page for the place I was staying, and that's actually also how I met my current partner. So there's so many ways to travel and to incorporate that as well, and it gives you access to places or spaces that you might not have had access to, and at the same time you get to connect with people according to the things that you value. For example, if you want to learn about permaculture or organic dyeing or farming or whatever it might be, art creation or management or hosting or whatever it could be, there's so many different Workaways. It's not just one specific kind. So it's also a great way if you are still working on your future resume or the many jobs you like to explore. It's a great way to get your foot into that while also traveling and challenging yourself and being somewhere new and exploring more ways to exist on this planet and enriching your knowledge, of course. So basically, those are some of the recommendations I could pass on. There's probably even more that have come up. There's also couch surfing, but that's more if you're already traveling and you're looking for people to engage with while you're traveling. But the ones I wanted to recommend is how you get there, and also language jobs. So a language job is kind of similar to what I did when I was moving to Lisbon, and that is there's lots of jobs, there's lots of companies that outsource their customer care to other countries. So basically this could be anything from Google, Netflix, Airbnb, you name it. And so in those different companies, they might have different departments. Say for example, a German or a Spanish or Italian or French or even a Dutch, like whatever, like English. And sometimes they need to outsource their customer service to another country, also because it's cheaper. Basically, I think that's the biggest motivator, that it's cheaper for them. And so you would also have an opportunity to live somewhere else and have employment and housing that is more self-sustained. Also, if you want to save money, if you want to explore the country from a more local perspective, I really recommend this. This is what I did, as I said, when I moved to Portugal, and it allowed me to live there, sustain myself and travel around Portugal, and I really enjoyed that. And there's even more opportunities the more languages you speak. So if you have learned a foreign language that you feel you're very good at, or for me that's basically my Danish, then you have those options available. But also English speakers, still other jobs that are also geared towards English speakers. Their pay is quite different from probably your home country, depending on where you come from, but just the experience is included in that, and being in another country, a different climate, and for me all of that was worth going down in pay, or knowing that you get less of a pay, but you have the lifestyle is also different, and also the price of existing there is also gonna be lower than probably where you came from, depending on where you come from. So it's just more about how to travel and how to get there and how to sustain yourself there. It might not be the best for, oh, I'm going there to save a
great amount of money. I mean, I don't know what your plans are. But for me, it really fit the purpose well, and I felt like it was a great way to experience a country in a different way, where I was literally a resident there and I was fully working and I was part of the resident experience of living in Lisbon. So I would really recommend that. I know there's also a lot of language teaching jobs that can take you so many places. So just there's so many ways that you can get on your feet and do the first step, and suddenly before you know it, in 6 months you're somewhere else, you know. And for how long, it depends on how you enjoy that experience. But there is so many ways to get abroad or to travel somewhere new or even explore your own country, especially if you come from a bigger country. I think for me specifically, growing up in Denmark, it's really small, and I visited all the corners of Denmark. It's not that big. So you definitely have access and ability to go somewhere else because it's close to a lot of countries, but it makes sense to travel outside of the country if you want to have a different experience if you live in such a tiny country. Anyway guys, so basically that's the podcast episode for this Sunday. Also a reminder that this month is gonna be our last month before we go. Why am I saying we? It's literally just me, guys. So it will be the last month before I stop for this season and then prepare for the next season. If there's anything particular you would like to learn or hear about concerning holistic living and existence from a decolonial perspective, feel free to let me know. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it has ignited some wanderlust within you, and that you too can be out there on the road exploring life, yourself, and other ways of existence. I wish you the best of luck with love, light, and courage from me. Bye! I hope you have enjoyed this episode on Bloom Baby Bloom. If you have any questions or comments or just little hi's, please feel free to reach out here or on our website at bloombabybloom.com. Otherwise, as always, I send you love, courage, and light to guide you on your path to your truest and most abundant self. You are so very worthy. See you next time. With love, May.